Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 45. This episode is brought to you by the Global Workspace Association. We are going to jump right into today's episode, which again is not an interview. Just like episode number 44, I'm going to review some key takeaways from a recent industry report that I thought was insightful and helpful. This month, DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions issued a report entitled The 2017 State of Workspace and Communication Services. It's a hefty 30 pages, so I'm going to summarize it for you and provide some key takeaways in case you don't have time to sit down and read through it, because there's some good stuff in there. We'll also include the link to the report in the show notes at everythingcoworking.com/45 so that you can grab it and read it. So why is this important to you? So overall, the report provides an overview of the flexible workspace market and the demand drivers behind recent shared workspace growth. Their point of view is that while the industry seems riveted by the growth of flexible workspace, the more significant growth and higher margin growth is in communication services for the mobile professional and meeting rooms. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in flexible workspace and learning more about the demand for communication services and flexible workspace that's not private office based, then this might spark some ideas about business models and opportunities, whether you're a new operator or if you have an existing business and are looking for ways to improve your bottom line and offer new services. So for context, let me give you just a quick overview of who DaVinci is. So DaVinci Virtual Office Solutions is a leading provider of turnkey virtual office communications and workspace and meeting room solutions. As a flexible workspace provider, you can list your virtual office services, meeting rooms, and workspaces on their platform. So if you go to DaVinciVirtual.com, you can see as a user what that looks like. And you can search for their services by zip code, etc. So they market to their extensive customer database and match demand with supply for meeting rooms, virtual offices, and communication services. So you can also, you can list, if you offer virtual offices and meeting room packages, you can get listed on their platform to help potential customers find you faster. And then you can also sell their communication services to your members at wholesale prices and take margin on those. We'll talk a little bit more later about what the demand looks like for those. So DaVinci will take a percentage of that transaction, kind of as a marketing fee, but gets you business that you would not have gotten with your own Google AdWords budget or your own SEO work. So the report kicks off with an overview of the shift to mobile work and the rise of the sharing economy. It reminds us that 25% of office workers work away from the office 2 days a week, and the Intuit study that gets cited a lot predicts that by 2020, 40% of the workforce will be fully mobile. DaVinci's report draws out some interesting data on the growth rate of communication services for these remote workers versus workspace. So the report breaks down the market of workspace and meeting room providers by the following: commercial real estate, co-working operators, meeting venues, virtual office operators, meeting and workspace platforms, and serviced office operators. And again, you can download this at our website at everythingcoworking.com/45 if you want to see the detailed number. So it references that there are about 8,000 to 10,000 serviced office operators and 8,000 to 10,000 co-working operators. These are all kind of extrapolated numbers based on actual data from reports collected by the Global Workspace Association and DeskMag. So the report says that all these segments together tally to over 100,000 meeting, co-working, or workspaces, accounting for more than an estimated $65 billion in annual revenue. So business centers that offer flexible hybrid models generated over $21 billion in revenue in 2016. Workspace providers, and the definition of workspace would be a day office and co-working, but not private offices, generated upwards of $4 billion in 2016. That assumes a 50% occupancy at $50 an hour for those spaces. Co-working spaces produced as much as $48 billion in 2016, and that assumes $40,000 per location per month, which is obviously a very rough estimate. Circling back to the insights of the report, DaVinci points out that while co-working continues to grow rapidly, increasing 700% since 2011, one in four co-working space providers still fails to generate a profit. And that may be because they are brand new or because they just haven't quite gotten the business model down. So Da Vinci sort of points that out to talk about, you know, the idea that profit margins for virtual office and meeting spaces are much higher than the actual workspace margins, 18.4% compared to 11%. And some of this data also comes from the Global Workspace Association annual financial report. We're about to release the survey for 2017. So keep an eye out for that and make sure you fill it out if you're an operator to help us generate updated data. And if you are a member or would like to become a member, you get access to that full report for free. So you can check out our membership options at globalworkspace.org/join. So communication services margins are higher as well. In terms of demand for services, the average number of workspace customers per office location increased 6.3% last year, while virtual office customers have grown nearly 800% since 2011. So the virtual office business is really taking off. So if you're not doing it, or you're doing it, but it hasn't been a real focus of your business, there's a big opportunity here. They're highlighting an opportunity for flex workspace providers to optimize their offerings, to focus on some higher margin offerings, including meeting rooms and communication services. So the report gives some details on the customer use of workspace and communication services. So customers relying on workspace and communication services expand the use of these individual solutions over time, which is another benefit. So once you sell one, you can often upsell to the others. So 53% of the time, the first purchase is a virtual office, and then 33% of the time, the first purchase is a meeting room, and 14% of the time, it's a live receptionist or web chat. 97% of the Da Vinci customers that book meeting rooms also buy virtual office subscriptions, and 35% buy live web chat services. So when you're thinking about your own business, think about how to upsell and cross-sell these services and even to offer them at all so that you can cross-sell and upsell. There's definitely an opportunity here. Da Vinci, this is their primary business, so they've perfected the upsell and cross-sell, but you can do that in your business as well, as long as you're offering the services and kind of figure out what that flow looks like and the opportunities to market to your clients. So another advantage is the customer retention rate. So live receptionist services retain customers nearly 18 months on average. Virtual office and live web chat customers have comparably lengthy retention ratios at about 16 months and 15 months respectively. So this may be equivalent to an office client in a business center or a co-working space, but for more flexible workspace use, this is probably much longer. So there's a big advantage to that too. Once you get one, they tend to stick with you. So there's much lower churn. So especially if you're starting a new space and have the opportunity to design from scratch, here's some additional detail on meeting room and workspace bookings through the Da Vinci virtual solutions platform. So 26, almost 27% of the bookings are for small conference rooms. Now, it doesn't give a definition of what this is. My guess is that it's less than five people. So we're not talking about a boardroom here. We're talking like a 2 to 5 person meeting room. 25% of the bookings are for day offices. So that's probably one or two people just looking to use an office for the day to get work done, not necessarily have, you know, kind of a meeting room set up. 20% is for a large conference room, which I'm guessing is more of a board. Well, it's not boardroom. Boardroom's on here separately. So, you know, probably about eight people. 20% for medium conference rooms. 5% for boardrooms, which is interesting. We see a lot of boardroom setups, right? But only 5% of the bookings go to boardrooms. 3% for training rooms, less than 1% for hot desk, and less than 1% for event space. Now, this is just through their platform, so that doesn't mean there aren't individual spaces out there doing different ratios. Some people may have amazing luck with their training rooms or their event space because they are particularly good at marketing that. But overall, from the Da Vinci data, this is what they're seeing. So here's another important insight that they talk about, and I've heard them mention before, and it certainly gets me to thinking about how I manage access in my space. When considering security and access technology for your space, this data is helpful. 21% of the time, a booking is not completed on the Da Vinci platform because the customer needs after-hours access, so weekend or weeknight hours that are not available. So consider the increased revenue and margin you could make if you could design your space to support after-hours meetings. If you're thinking about this, and there are ways to do it so that you could automate it, certainly depends on sort of your ratio of offices and open space and security concerns. But there is technology that can help you manage this really easily from both Brivo, B-R-I-V-O, and Kisi, K-I-S-I. And another key consideration as you set up your system to manage your meeting room schedule is that the average booking ratio for live inventory sites is 49% higher than non-live. So if you are listed on DaVinci's platform and they are tied into your booking calendar, your meeting room booking calendar, and their customers can see what's available live, then you are much, much more likely to get that booking versus if it's not live and they have to email you to see if conference room A is available from 3 to 5 p.m. on Thursday the 9th. So think about that as you're selecting your calendaring technology and managing that. Or if you don't have live inventory, it might be time for a software update so that you could support that. So those are the key highlights, some good nuggets there around access, size of meeting rooms, and live inventory, and also the margins on communication services and meeting room space over workspace. So we'll include the link to the full report in the show notes at everythingcoworking.com/45 if you want to take a look at all the details yourself. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.